It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we are talking about tears in his bottle, and we're talking about loss. Today we're going to focus on when you don't know what to say, and I don't know about you, but if you've ever lost somebody, you may have gone through this as well. When my mom passed away, I was just at a loss. Well, Scripture tells us in Romans 8:26, B, the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Now, there are moments in grief when words just simply won't come. So you may be sitting in silence. You may be too tired to pray, too numb to express what's going on inside. Not that you don't want to talk to God. It's just that the pain is so deep and it leaves you absolutely speechless. And you know what? That's okay. Romans 8:26 reminds us of a powerful truth that you don't have to find the right words for God to hear your heart. And when we're too overwhelmed to speak, the Holy Spirit just steps right in. He is interceding on our behalf with wordless groans, a holy language of compassion, understanding, and presence. This means that you are never alone in your prayers. Even when your mouth is silent, your soul is not, because God hears the cries of your heart, the groans, the sighs, the ache behind your silence. And the Holy Spirit carries your grief to the throne of God, speaking on your behalf in a way deeper than words could ever. Some people worry that their grief makes them weak in faith, but silence is sorrow, is not faithfulness. It's often a sacred surrender, a holy letting go. It's the pressure to pray perfect prayers, to say the right thing and be lifted. And God isn't grading your prayers. We've talked about that before. He is holding you in them. So have you ever felt guilty for just not being able to pray during grief? It does happen. You're not alone. As a matter of fact, today, take a few minutes in silent prayer and try to form some words. Just sit with God in stillness and let your breathing be your prayer. If emotions come, let them. If nothing comes, that's okay too. Trust that the Spirit is already speaking on your behalf. If helpful, write out a one-sentence prayer such as, Holy Spirit, I don't know what to say, but you do. God, as we come to you in prayer, there are no words today, just sorrow. We're tired, we're empty. We don't even know what to pray some days, but thank you for giving us your Spirit to pray for us. And thank you that you understand our silence and you hear what we can't say. We rest in the truth that you are always listening, even when we cannot speak. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.